Well, the only way the body can become stronger if it experiences being challenged. And there may come a point, at first the body doesn't like it, but then, because it's being challenged, it responds to the challenge, and then at some point, you may be able to sense an influx of energy into the body, physical energy. And then, what before was difficult for the body can actually become a very exhilarating thing when you feel the added a new energy flow coming into the body, but it's only coming in because there was a demand being made. The life was becoming so difficult for the body, so to speak, that the body was making a demand for more energy, and then something responded and gave the body more energy. But if life had not become difficult for the body, it would never have happened. And then after a while, the body gets, the muscles grow to some extent, even without steroids, the muscles grow, and you may not become Arnold, but the body gets stronger. And life operates on a universal, larger scale in the same way. If things don't get difficult, no evolution happens. Wow. Which means it is very unlikely that anybody awakens spiritually from within their comfort zone. Oh no. And of course, people often are very reluctant to be taken out of their comfort zone. Some people create challenges. They want to achieve this or that, or later they want to awaken spiritually. They might go to a meditation boot camp, not this one, but you can go to a meditation retreat such as Vipassana, where you have to meditate like 10 hours a day. Another 4 hours to go, I can't take anymore. Why did I ever come here? This is totally crazy. What are these people doing here? I know of somebody who was on such a retreat, and after the second or third day, she became so unhappy that she said, "How can I get out of here? There was no public transport, and somebody had driven her there and then gone back, so there was no transport, and would have taken hours to walk through." And she got on her cell phone and asked for a helicopter to fly her out. But none was available. And so she stayed. And then on the fourth or fifth day, she experienced for the first time surrender. And she realized, if I stop complaining mentally, I might still feel aches and pains in my body because we are sitting for so long, but otherwise, it's actually fine if my mind stops. Well, that's a breakthrough. But it only happened because things became very difficult. However, You don't need to see necessarily, if you do, that's fine, but you don't need to seek out a very difficult situation. Life will do it to you anyway. If it's good to challenge yourself on different levels, you can challenge yourself not only physically, you can challenge yourself also by having a certain goal that you want to achieve in this world, that's part of being here, and then work towards it. That's a challenge. And there are some people who don't want to do that. Say no. They want to remain in their comfort zone. Did you read the thing a couple of days ago? Well, hopefully not, because you don't listen to the news. But I do, just in case there's something important that I need to tell you about. And so there were two important items that I just want to mention now. One is the Russia investigation. That's the big news. Has been for a long time. The other is that there was a 30-year-old man who lived in his parents' house and refused to leave. Didn't want to get a job. He's 30 years old, and the parents took him to court so that he would leave their house. And they won the court case. The judge decided that he definitely needs to leave. And then he was interviewed and he was complaining about it. Life was becoming so difficult for him. This is an extreme example of somebody who refuses to challenge himself in any way whatsoever. Not that he was even meditating, or he was sitting there drinking beer and watching television and games. And then, of course, eventually life will challenge you, where you may not, at least you have a choice. If you challenge yourself through this or that, you have a choice. If you refuse to do anything, to try anything, then life will choose something for you. You may not like it. As somebody I know very well said to me, a relative of mine, said he was never, had no ambition whatsoever. And had a job, but didn't want to go beyond it in any way, just a simple job. And he said, I don't know if he was serious or joking, but it was the truth. He said, I've never failed at anything because I've never tried anything. So, you maybe have heard the Latin famous dictum. I don't know who first created it, must be some Roman philosopher. Per aspera ad astra, which translates as through adversity to the stars. Adversity could also be translated as difficulty. Through adversity, through difficulty, through suffering, you could say, through adversity to the stars, which means, of course, as obviously the wisdom embedded in this is that you only grow through adversity, through difficulties, just like the body. And you don't have to seek it out. As I said before, some people do, and there is a tradition in many spiritual traditions, in Christianity and many other religions, probably all, There is a very ancient tradition by which the practitioner seeks out suffering rather than tries to avoid suffering.